This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. The government today said that India has secured a favorable trade deal with the United States, protecting interests of agriculture and dairy sectors. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi this evening, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal termed the trade pact between New Delhi and Washington as historic and forward-looking that places India's national interest at the center. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the agreement will create new opportunities for farmers, fishermen, MSMEs, women entrepreneurs, and the youth across rural and urban India. He said the deal will benefit many sectors, including MSME, textile, gems, jewelry, leather goods, and marine goods. Mr. Goyal said, under the deal, no compromise has been made on the livelihoods of the farmers. India and the United States have reached a landmark trade agreement under which Washington will reduce reciprocal tariffs on Indian goods to 18%. Mr. Goyal, in the media briefing, informed that the final details of the trade deal are being worked out, and an India-US joint statement will be issued soon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said, India's landmark trade agreement with the United States is the result of sustained patience. Mr. Modi said the pact reflects that world order is changing and its trajectory is increasingly tilting towards India. The Prime Minister said this while addressing NDA MPs at the Parliamentary Party meeting at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. According to sources, the Prime Minister and the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting said the trade deal has created an economic environment and reflected the government's consistent and measured approach to global trade negotiations. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said so far India has signed free trade agreements with 39 countries.
39 developed countries ke sath jo deal hue hai.
The agreement with 39 countries demonstrate that under Prime Minister Modi's leadership, developed nations are eager to work in close coordination and partnership with India. This collaboration will greatly benefit the common people.
Aam logon ka zindagi mein bahut fayda hone wala hai.
8 opposition MPs of the Lok Sabha have been suspended from the remaining part of the budget session for their unruly behavior in the House. The MPs are Manikam Tagore, Amrinder Singh Raja, Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hebe Eden, Dean Koriakos, Prashant Padole and Kiran Kumar Reddy of Congress and S. Venkateshan from CPIM. The House today witnessed repeated adjournments due to the ruckus created by the opposition parties including Congress, DMK, Trinamool Congress, Samajwadi Party and others over various issues including India-China relation and India-US trade deal. The House approved the resolution with voice vote. After that, the chair adjourned the House for the day to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India can achieve rapid prosperity only when all sections of society progress together while safeguarding the environment and strengthening technological development. She highlighted the vital role of Indian universities in achieving this national goal. The president was addressing the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University at Balasore in Odisha. The president reached Odisha yesterday on a six-day visit to her home state. The Supreme Court today said that tech giants cannot play with citizens' right to privacy in the name of data sharing. The court came down heavily on Meta and WhatsApp while hearing their appeals against a Competition Commission of India order imposing a penalty of around 213 crore rupees over their privacy policy. Defence Research and Development Organisation today carried out a successful demonstration of solid fuel-ducted ramjet SFDR technology from the integrated test range at Chandipur off the coast in Odisha. The Ministry of Defence said the demonstration placed India into an elite league of nations possessing this technology. It added that this demonstration will enable the development of long-range air-to-air missiles to give a tactical edge over the adversaries. An earthquake of magnitude 6.0 hit Myanmar this evening, with strong tremors felt in Kolkata and various parts of Bangladesh. According to European Mediterranean Seismological Centre data, the earthquake hit 70 miles east of Akyab in Myanmar. In the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 169 runs for Delhi Capitals in the crucial eliminator clash at the BCA Stadium in Kothambi, Vadodara. Put into bat first, Gujarat Giants scored 168 runs, losing 7 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.